2 weeks from tonight, The Simpsons begin their 19th season of dysfunctional family adventures, pointed social satire, and music.
So when your soul is gone astray, just let God be your AAA. He'll tow you to salvation, and he'll overhaul your heart.
Yes, Sean Colvin has sung with The Simpsons, that's her, on He's the Man. It's one of 41 of The Simpsons' greatest hits on the new CD, The Simpsons Testify. Bad Boy Nelson makes an appearance as Yentl.
Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours?
I gotta do something about him.
There's a commercial for Krusty Burger.
Like a rib, it tastes like liberty. Like a rib, with a bun of sesame.
We start with authentic, letter-graded meat and process the hell out of it till it's good enough for Krusty.
Try my new Krusty Riblets. I don't mind the taste.
There are even some bonus tracks that never made the final cut. One features Kelsey Grammer as Sideshow Bob.
Hullabaloo la, hullabalay. I can't wait to kill Krusty today. Bart takes the rap while I get away. Hullabaloo la, hullabalay.
Since season 2, episode 4, Alf Clausen has been the musical maestro for The Simpsons. He's the man behind the faux Broadway and TV shows, the fake commercials, and the famous artists doing parodies of their own work. Clausen has composed for jazz artists, movies, and taught at Berklee College of Music. Before working on The Simpsons, he had just finished up 4 years of work on ABC's Moonlighting and the ALF series, no relation, he says. Clausen told us he always thought of himself as a dramatic composer and had no interest in working on an animated comedy series, but friends convinced him to go in for an interview anyway.
And I met with Matt Groening and Sam Simon and some of the other producers and my music editor, Chris Ledesma. And at one point in the conversation, Matt Groening said to me, "We look upon our show as not being a cartoon, but we look upon it as being a drama where the characters are drawn, and that's the way we'd like to have it scored. Do you think you could do that?" And all of a sudden, the light bulb lit up, and I said, "Well, I look upon myself as being a drama guy, and I really think I could do that." And he says, "Well, why don't you take a crack at it and see how you do?" And they liked what I did, and they kept me.
You wanted to see me?
Actually, Lisa, I wanted you to see you. You're our president now, but you look like the first lady of yawn.
What would you change?
Eyes, curls, smile, hair points, dress, voice, shoes, swatch, watch.
I may be the new girl, but you can brainwash me. Just gosh, gosh, bagosh me, and then leave me be. To fight for kid power, I must be heard, not seen. I have to lead wisely, not just print and
be. Nails, dimples, ears, scrunchie, purse, lunchbox, teeth.
When do you get the assignment for the episode? Does someone come to you and say, we need a Sondheim parody and, let's see, Lenny is going to sing it. Can you do that for us? Which doesn't exist, by the way.
Not yet. it works in a couple of different ways. From an underscoring perspective, which is all of the background music, the turnaround time for me is usually exactly 1 week. I'll look at the episode on Friday. I'll score the episode the following Friday, having composed about 30 to 35 cues in that short amount of time. We'll mix the show on the following Monday and Tuesday, and it goes on the air on Sunday. Hmm. That's how close we are to deadline. It's a little bit daunting.
Yeah. What about, say, you're doing a big number for one of the characters?
Well, the other part of the scenario is when I'm involved in writing the original songs, the process is quite different. I get script pages from the writers who have usually written the lyrics as part of the script to move the story ahead. I compose the songs to the lyrics. I don't think we've ever done it the other way around. I record a demo of my song with a small instrumental group of piano, bass, guitar, and drums, and studio singers. Once the demo is done, if there are cast voices to go on the tracks, we then record the cast voices to that track, make a composite mix of all of that, and send it to the animators. And the animators actually animate to those tracks. And then it comes back to me 7 to 8 months later in the final episode, which I described previously. And then once it comes back and I hear the song in the final episode, then I throw away the small instrumental track and I replace it with the full orchestra to make you think that you're hearing the entire Broadway vibe.
All I want is a place somewhere.
And?
That's it.
Maybe you could aim a little higher.
Well, let's see.
Oh, to have me shack rebuilt, get my rotten teeth all drilled, something on underneath me kilt, oh, wouldn't it be adequate? Matching shoes.
We have several medleys, the My Fair Laddie medley.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Groundskeeper Willie, and there are numerous characters involved in these medleys, and I have to know the ranges of all of those character voices.
Adequate. Adequate.
Wouldn't it be adequate?
It was really an honor for me to do this particular homage because I saw the original My Fair Lady production with Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews on Broadway in the early 60s. And it's one of the musicals that changed my life forever. So for me to be able to come back many, many years later and revisit that and do an homage to it is really a treat for me.
What flows from the nose does not go on my clothes.
Say it again.
What flows from the nose does not go on my clothes.
I think he's got it. Oh, yes, he's got it.
What flows from the nose does not go on my clothes.
Where is that ghastly flow?
The nose. The nose.
And where should it not go?
Blue pants, blue pants.
Dad, get your own song.
Fine. I'm getting blue pants in the morning. Ding dong, the zipper's gonna shine.
I've actually written a couple of musicals, and it's really fun to be able to work on a television production where I get the opportunity to practice that craft.
Really? You have your own Broadway musical in your back pocket?
No, we all have a trunk, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, you casting, you know, yellow people with blue pants?
Not yet, but you never know, do you?
Wow, wow. Let me ask you then, do you think your work with The Simpsons has enhanced your credibility in your field?
Well, there's no question about that. The visibility of this series is just amazing. I don't think that any television series in history has really left its mark on the general public like The Simpsons has. And all of us kind of get carried away by the success of that. Whether we deserve it or not is another story. But, of course, we get carried away by it. So it's always very interesting. A friend of mine has the what he calls a janitor and Rocky theory. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, there's this guy who works as a janitor at MGM. And his friend says to him one day, what are you working on? And he says, oh, I work over at MGM. And the guy says, oh, really? He says, you work at a movie studio. What do you do? And he says, well, I'm the janitor. And he says, really? He says, what do you do? And he says, well, I sweep the cutting room floor at the end of the day when all the film editors are gone. And the guy says, well, what have you been working on lately? And he says, oh, I've been working on Rocky. And the guy says, oh, wow. So that's the janitor on Rocky theory.
Okay.
And we all kind of get carried along by the success of the success, and it's a beautiful thing.
There you are. Have they animated you yet? You're not Lisa's troubled band leader's teacher, are you?
You know, they did animate me several seasons ago. I didn't realize it until one of the animators told me, and that was the good news. The bad news was that the show ran long and I ended up on the cutting room floor.
So go find the janitor.
Exactly. I heard that one coming.
Alf Clausen is the chief composer and arranger for The Simpsons. The CD, The Simpsons Testify, is due out on September 18th. Alf Clausen spoke with us from the studios of KCSN in Northridge, California. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
To hear more from The Simpsons Testify and to discover other new music, visit npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel it? Just over the credits, just riffing now. Words and chords. Not the poetry and the real thing, but not bad for an ad lib. Not good, but... not long enough, so just do a little bit more, and it's nearly done. That's the final credit there. That's the end.